Mundaf Mem Hey, we're starting from the bottom of Mem Dalid Omid Beis. We had brought a machlikis Beishamai was still in the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Beishamai said that if you have coins of Maaser Sheni that you already paid, or coins of silver of Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to change them into gold coins. And Beis Hillel said you could. Now we had a machlikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on Pshat in that Mishnah, and the Gemara was not clear which Amira said which Pshat. One Pshat said that the machlokes is when you're changing silver coins into gold coins, because Beis Shammai says that the silver coins is considered the currency and the gold coins is considered the commodity, and if you're not allowed to change currency into commodity when it comes to being Peter Meiser Sheni. And therefore, which is really like the Pshat our Mishnah had said, that gold is considered a commodity when it comes to comparing it with currency. And Beis Hillel says that no, Beis Hillel says that the kesef is considered the commodity and the gold is considered the coin. The ultimate currency is actually the gold, and therefore you can convert the silver into gold coins. But everybody held that if you want to be poida Meiser Sheni directly with gold coins, you're allowed to, because even though maybe, like Beis Shammai says, that the gold is considered a commodity in reference to the silver, but in reference to actual fruits, of course, gold is considered a coin, and you could be paid a Meiser Sheni with gold coins. That was one pshat in the Machlokes. The other pshat in the Machlokes said that no, that Beis Shammai said that gold is considered a commodity always. And just like you can't transfer the Kedusha from silver coins to gold coins, you also actually cannot transfer the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni at all from fruits onto gold coins, legamri. Both of these are assuming, like we said, that the shita that says that gold is considered to be a currency is going to be like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel said you could be paida silver coins onto gold coins, which would definitely indicate that the gold is considered a currency, which is actually not like our Mishnah Girsa. It's like the Yalduse of Rebbe. So that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish on how to learn pshat in this machlekes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but we didn't say who held what. Two lines from the bottom of Emdal and Rabbeis. Tistayim, Rabbi Yochanan Domer Ein Mechal L'Chayru. I can prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan held that at least in Beis Shammai. Now, not that Rabbi Yochanan Tosfos points out, not that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Beis Shammai, but at least he holds that that would be the pshat, and if he holds that would be the pshat, it makes sense he held it, that we would say that's what Beis Shammai said, even though he held probably there was no machlokes whatsoever, that you're not to be mechalel onto gold at all. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Aser lilvois dinar bedinar." You're not allowed to borrow a dinar and return a dinar. So, no dinar demai. What kind of dinar? Remember, there's dinars of kesef and dinar of zov. Ilem a dinar shel kesef, bedinar shel kesef. That you're not allowed to borrow silver coins and return silver coins because you're worried about the price fluctuating and it being a ribis issue. The gabei nafshe mikam on nema delav tivu. Everybody understands that even if you hold that gold is considered a currency, everybody agrees that silver is also a currency, and therefore borrowing silver coins and returning silver coins is definitely not going to be a problem of sabasah, especially when we're only dealing with a din of ribis midirabonon. And therefore, that's for sure not going to be a problem. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, also lovas dimmer bediner? El pshita dinah shel zav, bediner shel zav. He meant you're not allowed to borrow a gold coin and return a similar gold coin, because it's a problem of sabasas and elamat. What is that going to in our machlokes? He says gold is currency, and if gold is currency, you're allowed to borrow a gold coin and return a gold coin. He must be like in that understanding of Beis Shammai. Again, not that he holds necessarily like Beis Shammai, but he holds of that shita, what we think is Beis Shammai, he holds of that shita. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that gold is always going to be considered the commodity under all circumstances. You could be mechalel Paris onto gold coins directly. Vishani halva, but when it comes to borrowing, since when we're comparing gold and silver, we said silver is more of a currency than gold is. And therefore, it fluctuates, the gold fluctuates according to the silver. The silver is the ultimate currency. Therefore, when it comes to Alva, again, we're dealing with the ribis drabonon, it looks like when you borrow a gold coin and return a gold coin, it looks like you're borrowing a commodity and returning a commodity, which we said you're not allowed to do because that's saw besaw. But really, The Gabi Ar Halacha, it could be Rabbi Yochanan's Moida, that you can be paid with gold coins, because by themselves, at least on a Derais level, for sure, gold is considered to be a currency. Says the Gemara, the truth is, Hachan am Mestaber. The truth is that actually is more Mestaber this way. The Chiyasa Ravin, Ravin said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Af Bishamru, Asa Lovas Divim and Dinner, even though you're not allowed to borrow gold coins and return gold coins, because we consider at least for Dinner Dirabonim. Gold to become a commodity of a machal and maaser sheni a love, but you could be machal maaser sheni directly on it. You can't be machal maaser sheni money silver to gold. That would be changing it from something that is more currency to less currency, but directly onto gold you are allowed to shma mina. And therefore we have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds the dapshat in the machlokes, and therefore we'd have a raya obviously the opposite, that Rish Lakish holds the other version of the machlokes, and Rish Lakish says that gold does not work at all according to Beis Shammai. Toshma, we have a brisa. Haparit sela mi ma'ois ma'iser sheni. So in this case, you actually have copper coins. You have cheap copper coins that you were paid your ma'iser sheni onto. And now you want to change it for larger silver coins when you go up to Yerushalayim. So you want to transfer the Kedusha from your copper coins to your silver coins. So haparit sela mi ma'ois ma'iser sheni b'shamirem b'chol sela mos. You can change it all. It's fine. And when you take the smaller, more expensive coins of Yerushalayim, and when you get there, you'll change them back. B'shul says, do not change all of them, because when you get to Yerushalayim, you're going to want to use copper coins. And if everybody who comes to Yerushalayim only brings silver, and everybody's going to be wanting changing their silver into copper, the chain money changers are going to charge a high price. And you're going to have to pay a double amount, obviously, because you change the copper to silver and then the silver back to copper. Therefore, Basil says it's better to leave some of the money as small change so you have what to buy in Yerushalayim when you first get there. Now, but clearly you see from this brisa that you are going to be changing the copper into silver. So if you're telling me, according to Beis Shammai, that you have over here copper coins that were Moos Ma'aser Sheni. Our only question is changing them into silver. But it's clear to be Peter Ma'aser Sheni with copper coins, you're allowed to. The Gabi Davami boy. So then what's the whole Shaila that maybe you can't use gold coins? The gold coins are much more chashiv than copper coins. And if you could use copper coins to be Peter Ma'aser Sheni, for sure you should be able to use gold coins. So it's a riot to that side of the Shaila of Shitas Beis Shammai. So Ma'ashani Priti. No, it could be. In some aspect, copper coins are actually better than gold coins. But as for the Sagin Harifi, in the cities where they actually use copper coins, I guess, poorer cities, etc., copper coins are much more usable than gold coins even. So even though gold coins are more chashuv, but in terms of your ability to use them as coins, obviously silver is the best, but the next after that is going to be copper. So just because everybody agrees you can use copper coins for Bayit Ma'aser Sheni does not necessarily mean everybody agrees you can use gold coins. Lishna Chmina, another way to learn this whole discussion, again, we have the same Machlokes in Pshat and Machlokes Beisham Basil, but they said it slightly differently. Chad Amar, one of them said, Machlokes Beslayan Al Dinrin. The Machlokes is to be part of the silver coins onto gold coins. The Beishamri Savri, Beishamri says a whole different issue. It's not a question of whether the gold is Pera or the gold is Tiv, or whether the gold is commodity or the gold is currency. It's a separate issue. The Beishamri Savri HaKesef, and Asata HaKesef, and Asata HaKesef Biyodech, when you pay to my Sheni, you're supposed to take the money to Yerushalayim. Beishamri Davishin's Kesef Rishin, Vlay Kesef Sheni. You're not allowed to be paid money onto money. Even if the gold is money, you're not allowed to be paid it twice. You're not going to be paid the money onto money. You paid it once, you take that money to Yerushalayim, that's it. So, Savi, ha kesef, when it says, v'tzata b'kesef, v'nasata b'kesef, v'tzata ha kesef, it says, kesef, kesef, riba, and therefore, I feel kesef sheni. And therefore, you could be paid it twice. Of a paris are a dinarim, but in terms of our original question of being paid it with silver coins, copper coins, or even gold coins, that's no problem. That kati kesef rishanu. The visman the amount of the question has nothing to do with gold, silver, and copper. Gold, silver, copper, all fine for you, part of my zini. In terms of this halacha, they're all considered currency. Our only question is, if you have silver coins and you want to change them into gold coins, it's not a problem because they're gold. It's a problem because you're not allowed to change money twice. Chalam, the other man, the emmer of Rav Lakish and Rav says, af peiros al dinar, nami machloik is, that they also argue by pairs directly onto dinarim, again, because the Beis Shammai would say that the gold is considered a commodity, it's not considered money at all. So that's the issue between Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish and the Pshat and Beis Shammai. Is Beis Shammai just telling you a generic halacha, you can't be paid money twice by Ma'aser Sheni? Or is he actually telling you that gold is not good at all? So Mandiamar Slain Al Dinar Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is only because you're doing it twice. So if that's the case, at the Mifigli Bisalam Dinar, why does the Bryce bring a case? Were you changing silver into gold? Lifigli Bisalam Al Slain. Even silver into silver, according to Beishami, would not be good. Why does it not say that case? So my iaf like bislan al slain, if it just said the case of silver unto silver, however mina, hani me bislan al slain of bislan a dinner made lo bisal bisil bisil beishamay. You would say by beishamay holds, you know, I'll be paid anything twice at all, gold on silver onto gold or silver onto silver. You're right, but if I just said it by silver, I would say bisil holds silver on silver is fine because no problem of double dipping. But silver on gold would be no good because bisil holds gold is not considered a currency at all. The davar lagabei kaspa perav, in terms of relatively speaking between gold and silver, gold is the commodity, not a currency. So therefore, kamashma, therefore it said in that case. We're not sure still what is Beishamay's issue over here. Is Beishamay over issue here that you're not allowed to double dip when it comes to being paid in my sesheni? Or is Beishamay's issue that gold is not considered roi to be paid in my sesheni at all? Tashma, ha-parit sela shel ma'aser sheni v'Yerushalayim. So now it's the opposite. You have a silver coin, and you're changing it into copper coins in Yerushalayim. You're changing it into copper coins, so that you have small coins to buy whatever you need to buy food in Yerushalayim. B'shamirayim, b'chol selamos, you can change it all. Change all your silver coins into copper coins. Worst comes to worst, when you finish and you're leaving Yerushalayim, either you change them back or you leave them. Now the problem is that copper coins don't last a long time. They tend to degrade over time. The copper is not high quality. B'shamir says, I don't care. B'silamir b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos, don't change it all. Change half your money into copper. Don't change it all. Only change what you need, basically, because we're afraid if you have leftover copper coins with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, the copper coins are going to degrade over time. And you're not going to have what to, you're going to lose that money. Now, but what do we see from here? Hashta kaspa legabe prita mechalalina. Everybody agrees that once you have these silver coins, Beishamay says, you can change them into copper coins. Okay, and Basil only says to only do half, but everybody agrees you're double dipping on the pigeon. You're being paid at once on the silver, and now you're being paid at the silver onto copper. Okay, so you don't say that that's a problem of double dipping. So the gabi davar dechashmin arena kesefina vekesef sheni. Clearly, there's no problem of double dipping. If there's no problem of double dipping silver into copper, for sure there's no problem of double dipping silver into gold. So if you're telling me it's a double dipping issue, we see from this mission it's not. I'm a Rava, no. Yerushalayim Kamais, if you're asking from here, that in Yerushalayim, Shani Yerushalayim, Dixiv Nesata Kesef B'chol Shatav Nafshech B'Bakar Batzayim. The whole idea of not double dipping of Kesef is only when you're outside Yerushalayim, that you're already putting your Ma'aser Sheni onto silver, you're not allowed to change it onto copper, you're not allowed to change it onto gold. But in Yerushalayim, then you can use the money for whatever you want, as long as you're using it for something that's going to be food-oriented. You buy food directly, of course. If you're changing your silver into small copper coins because now you want to use that to buy food, that's okay as well. So this does not fit into the whole halach of double-dipping when you're in Yerushalayim proper. Tashma, another brisa. Ha-pirate sela mi mo'os ma'aser sheni. So in this case, you're being pirate a sela of Mimos Ma'aser Sheni. So in that case, Beishamay, I mean, the price we brought before. Beishamay b'chol sela mois, you can take the silver, you can change your copper into silver. But so I remember shekel kesef b'shekel mois, only do a little bit so it doesn't get ruined. Says the Gemara, so you see clearly you're double dipping. Right? It's a question of how much should you change, but you're double dipping. You already were paid it onto copper and now you're changing the copper into silver. You're clearly double dipping, and this is not a Yerushalayim. So that's not the issue. Clearly, that pshat in the Machlokes Beishamay still cannot be right. The kuliyama kesef kesef ribo, you can be paid it multiple times, as we see from the brayso. The feel kesef sheni. The reichem eshakash hachiyetmar. The Machlokes reichem eshakash is a different issue. Chad omar Machlokes is besloyin al dinin. When you're changing the silver into gold, the beishave savri gazrinon shema yishali yisov. He said you have a problem when you're changing it into gold. So we said you need to have a lot. You need to have a lot of money to change it into gold. And we're afraid if we let you do that, you're going to wait around with your ma'aser sheni until you have enough to add up to a gold. You're not going to have enough to change it into a gold coin. And you're not going to bring it to Yerushalayim, and therefore you're going to wait till the next year, it's going to rot, or you're not going to become your mitzvah on time, and therefore that's why we don't want you using gold. Totally different issue, because it's just too expensive, and we're afraid you'll wait. Basil Savri, Loigazvinan Shemi Yishali Yaisov. No, it's not so big deal. If you can't change it into gold, you're changing it to silver. That's good enough, and you'll slap the silver. We're not worried and have to make a gzera that you shouldn't use gold because of this chashash. You just bring up the silver coins, it's not a problem. Of a Paris al dinarim, if you actually have enough fruits to be paid on this gold, that's no problem. Why aren't you worried that you're going to wait to be paid the fruits? Because fruits rot. And you're not going to wait around for the fruits to rot. You understand that the fruits won't rot. When you have already silver coins and you're waiting to change those silver coins into gold coins, then we're afraid you're going to wait too long. You can just wait. I'll wait till next year. I'll wait till the year after. We don't want you waiting. Whereas when it comes to fruits, we're not worried about it. And therefore, everybody agrees. You could be paid there, Maisa Sheni, directly onto gold. It's specifically a machlekes of changing from silver to gold that Peshami says is an issue. That's one shot machlekes Peshami's soul. Charama fil peres al dinar, nami machlekes. The other man, the Amar, says no. That Peshami says we don't want you putting it directly onto gold at all, says the man. According to my name, who says the whole issue with Beishame is a din derabbanan because we're afraid you're going to wait too long. Hanad itani yasev lo yasev. The Bryce, the Mishnah that we originally quoted Beishame's Hill, said Beishame lo yasev adam slaim dinarim zov. Lo yasev means you shouldn't, but it doesn't say lo yechal, it doesn't work. It says lo yasev, you shouldn't because it's based on his din derabbanan. That this man holds that gold does not work at all because gold is a commodity, not a currency. The Mishnah should have said whether you could be mechalal or not, not whether yase or not, but mechalal or not. Someone says kasha, that's a little bit. It's my new sukkah. Rav Levi, Chadamar Madbeya Nasa Chalipin, Chadamar Ein Madbeya Nasa Chalipin. We talked about this earlier in yesterday's daf, that there's two ways to make a transaction. You could do a purchase, which means I'm taking a commodity and giving you currency, or we could do a barter, a swap, which means I'm taking something of value from you, you're taking something of value from me. So now we have Machlokes here, Rav and Levi. What happens with coins? Okay, normally when you're dealing with coins, which are currency, so the transaction is a purchase. Okay, the transaction is a purchase. I'm taking the commodity, and I'm mechuyev to pay you. Can you do chalipin with that? So we have a machlokes. Chadamar matbea nasa chalipin, v'chadamar ein matbea nasa chalipin. Note that you cannot use coins when it comes to that. Let's see this Rashi, important Rashi. Rashi says, Madbeya nasa chalipin, habol lahachlif madbeya b'davar achas shaloi b'teres mekach u'memcher ela b'teres kinyin. I want to use it as a kinyin. Kederach shakarnin b'sudur, like you can use, we use a sudur or shmata shakarnin oisin sudur l'makne v'umakne le'akarko matalton b'mashicha. So I take your handkerchief and then you automatically get whatever it is I'm trying to be makne to you. Shumeichas shudur, like the pasuk says in Megillas Rus, shalof ishnolim v'lasim reyu. So af madbeya, says Rashi. Alpha pisha shenu nosen leimoyz v'mashach menu peres yochal achsaboy. Even though we said that if you paid for something and the person has not done a mashich on it, we said you could change your mind and back out of the deal. But hani milikish shen nosenu b'teres domim k'derech mechach memcher. If we're doing a regular kinyan, I paid you for something. You are not kain it until you do a mashicha. Because man, you have not done the mashicha, I can back out. Avlam nosen b'teres chalipin. We're bartering. I'm going to barter my money for your object. Then once I give you the money and you're kind of the money, automatically I am kind of the object without even doing a mashicha at all. So madbeya nasa chalipin means that just like I can swap apples for oranges, and once you take my apples, I automatically get your oranges. In theory, you could do the same thing with money. It just depends on how you set it up, how you discuss it. Are we discussing a purchase, in which case the money is not part of the actual kinyan, or are we discussing a swap, in which case the money is part of the actual kinyan? Now, why not? The other man there says it doesn't work with money, says the Gemara. Amar of Papa, my time in the man there ain't the man bear nasa chalipin, v'shem dedaita atzurasa. The reason a person, the way Rashi explains it is, the reason that you cannot make a kinyan chalipa with money is because the man, the Imamar, who says that Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, says that when you look at money, you don't look at the in terms of this, you're not looking at it as the value. Now, as we explained in those days, money actually had value. There was weight and precious metal. Gold, silver, copper, whatever it was, there was metal and a weight of that metal. So it actually had actual value. The question is, do people actually look at money as actual value? So money is just an easy way to know how much value I have, but really it's value-based. Or do we look at money as being symbolic? Like money nowadays, our money nowadays is symbolic. It is not actually value. If you look at money as actual value, so then Nasachalipa, once in a mitzvah, I swap apples and oranges, or I swap apples with dollars. It's apples with, you know, real slayim from the time of the Gemara. But if I look at a seller or a shekel, like we have a dollar nowadays, that's just symbolic. If it's just symbolic, that's not a proper kinyan. People look at it and say, well, who knows? Maybe this coin will exist. Maybe this coin won't exist, especially in those days where they used to, the king would, at a whim, get rid of a certain coin and demand that you re-mint all the coins. And therefore, since it's daita tsurasa, but tsurusa vidi debatli, you're not goymer das to make a chalipin based on the value of the coin. You're doing it based on the symbolic nature of the coin. And the symbolic nature of the coin could disappear at any point in time. Says the Gemara. So now we have a machlekes. Now, Tanan, how does this fit with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Hazov koine es hakesef. Now, we explained the Mishnah. We said the pshat in that meant that you're not making a kinyan chalipin. We said you're making a kinyan of mekach u'memker. And therefore, we said, Hazov koine es hakesef, that, excuse me, that you're going to go ahead and take the one thing, and then you're going to be mechayev to pay the currency. So, my love, bechalipin. So, that the zav was considered, in the Havamina, we thought, that the zav is considered the commodity. Once you take my commodity, I'm mechayev to pay you for it. So, my love, bechalipin. No. Maybe, when it says zav koines hakesef, it actually means bechalipin, that you're swapping. That you're swapping gold for silver. And therefore, you see that it's a kinyan chalipin. Vishrami namat beya nasa chalipin. Even though we're talking there about currency, maybe you can actually swap it, and that's what the Mishnah means. Now, Tosfos points out right away, the next part of the Mishnah says the kesef is not koin hazav. And if kesef is not koin hazav, then obviously it's not working b'taras chalipin, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, enechanami, in the Havamina, where you think that by the zav, koin hazav, kesef, it can work for both directions. It can work either as a mekach hamemker, meaning I'm paying value, or it can work as chalipin. Whereas by kesef and zav, even though it could work b'taras chalipin, it cannot work b'taras kesef. So the Gemara understands the Havamina had at least a way to read the Mishnah. Over there, we're talking about when you're doing a purchase, and that's why it doesn't. And that's why we can debate it working by zav and kesef, but not b'taras chalipin. So mihachi azav koines hakesef. So why is it koines hakesef? Mechayev b'bayle. If you're talking about swapping. So it makes sense. I take your zav, and automatically you are get your koine my kesef. But if the pshat is when I take your zav, I'm responsible to pay you. So it's not koine sa kesef; it's mechayev to give you kesef. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So I'm tani azav mechayev. Well, change the gears of the Mishnah or read it into the Mishnah that it means mechayev doesn't mean kinyan. So my truth is hachanai mastabra, because otherwise the sefer is very hard to read. In the tani sefer, kesef ain't a koine sa zav. It doesn't work the other way. It says Mar Iyam Epishim a bit dumb. They were talking about a transaction. So Hanu Damina Dava Pay Riva Kesef Tiva. That we said that according to the Gers, we have in our Mishnah, the gold is the commodity, the Kesef is the currency, Vativa Payer Laikani, and therefore whoever takes the commodity is mechayev to pay for the currency. But if you take the currency, you don't necessarily get the commodity. Eliyahu Bechalipin. If we're talking about swapping, Chavayu Likni Adadi. So therefore, it's clear in our Mishnah that we're not talking about kesef being koine b'chalipin, and you have no raya that it works. V'yoyid, Tanya, ha-kesef eino koine sazov keitzad, and it says b'feresh in the Brisa, when it's explaining the case in the Mishnah, mochalei esem v'chamish dinar shel kesef b'dinar shel zov, 25 silvers for a gold, avo pisha masach es ha-kesef loy koine adshim shech ha-zov. Says even though you made a mashiach on the kesef, on the money, it's not a kinyan until the person who wants the commodity, the gold, takes the gold. So clearly, what are we talking about? We're talking about a transaction, because you have to do the Mashicha. Then it's a swap, so nikni, it should work. Once I take your silver, you automatically get my gold. Obviously, we're not talking about chalipin, otherwise it should work. So we're talking about where you're making a transaction. The Brisa says, we said zav is koine kesef ketzad machalei dinah shel zav besem chamesh dinah shel kesef. You sell him a piece of gold, a coin, gold coin, for 25 coins of silver. Chivin shemashach hazav nikna hakesef b'chol makom shu. It says nikna hakesef. That's mashma. I'm taking the gold. You're automatically getting my money. That's not a transaction. That is chalipin. Iyamer Peshma Khalipa and Antoni Nikna Kesa Bechamakam Shuhu. Eliyamer Pidamim, that it's a transaction, it's not Nikna Kesa Bechamakam Shuhu. Nischayev Gavrami Barley. I take your gold, which is the commodity. I am now Mechayev to pay you. But you don't actually own my money. So if anything, the way the Bryce explains it, it's Mashma, did you do all my money? So the money, no, it's not what it means. When it says Nikna Bechamakam Shuhu, it's not what it means. I'm Rav Ashi, the Oilam Bidamim. Talk about a transaction, and when I take your gold, I'm Mechayev to pay you the silver, but it's not your silver yet. My bechol mokum shehu means kimoy shehu, meaning it means like we agreed. Kedo omerle, like you had said to me how you want this money. What does that mean? Yomerle me'arniki chadosha yavinalach. If when he said I'm going to be make a kinyan on your gold and I'm going to agree to pay you the 25 pieces of silver, but I agree to pay you new pieces of silver because you want to keep this money for a long time. Therefore, you want new coins that don't have not started rubbing out at all yet. So if I do that, then I have to give it to you kimay shehu, meaning that I'm a chuyiv to give you that money and give you the new coins like we agreed to. Like Matsuyavli, Mirani Kinashana, Afagav the Adif Minayu, even though they're better, my time Adamali Yeshena Kabayalu, right? So even though these coins might be better, but I want these newer coins because I want to keep them for a long period of time. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa. And not that you actually are Koine the Kesef, you're not Koine the Kesef, but you are Koine the Chiyav on the Kesef based on the pre arranged agreement that we already have in place. Okay, we'll stop here.